USA News, I'm John Schaefer. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. Despite that pause, the central bank has indicated that it anticipates one more rate hike before the year ends.
We're prepared to raise rates further, if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. The Pentagon spending bill that was put in front of the House of Representatives yesterday was voted out with a final vote of 212 in favor, 214 against, with five Republicans voting against it, breaking the majority needed. Representative Jen Kiggins of Virginia called out the five who voted against it, calling their actions unacceptable and offensive. The bill would have given funding to the U.S. military and other institutions, as well as acted as a stopgap, stopping the government shutdown at the end of the month. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the Justice Department against accusations of political bias.
Our job is to pursue justice without fear or favor. Our job is not to do what is politically convenient.
He emphasized his independence, stating that he's not the president's lawyer during his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. This comes in response to Republican claims that the DOJ has been unfairly targeting former President Trump. Stellantis is laying off 68 employees, effective immediately, as a result of the continuing strike. They've said in a statement the layoffs are temporary and due to a storage constraint, as they're running out of space to store parts. An additional 300 employees could be facing layoffs in the coming days. And Kraft is issuing a recall of American cheese slices due to a choking hazard in as many as 84,000 individually wrapped singles. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
The FDA has rejected Neffy, the first nasal spray alternative to the EpiPen for severe allergies. ARS Pharmaceuticals has been instructed to conduct additional testing before seeking approval. The decision comes as a surprise after an FDA advisory panel in May recommended Neffy's approval for both children and adults facing anaphylaxis. Climate change is driving up home insurance costs, posing challenges for homeowners. A report from First Street Foundation highlights that both insurance companies and lawmakers have underestimated the gravity of the situation. Western U.S. states in particular are grappling with higher expenses due to wildfire damage. Don't worry, your favorite game show won't be changing this season.
Vanna White will remain on Wheel of Fortune at least for two more seasons. She signed a contract extension that will keep her on the long-running game show through the 2025-26 TV season. The news coming as host Pat Sajak starts his farewell season. White will continue to reveal letters with Ryan Seacrest when he takes over next year. I'm Corey Myers.
This Saturday, admission to national parks that usually have an entry fee will be free in honor of National Public Lands Day. Also, several parks will be inviting volunteers to participate in cleanup initiatives. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Oh, O'Reilly.
New wiper blades but aren't sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you the best options for your specific vehicle and even install your new wipers for free. And right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus get two times O'Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.